This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry. Agriculture, Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Ahead of National Agriculture Week, some statistics from a very important player in our ag industry, the feed producers, the feed industry. I'll talk about them coming up after this.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seed bed in the industry and target a nickel-sized area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high-efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single-rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an axial flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
One of the publications I look forward to seeing in my mailbox is one called Feedstuffs. They cover what's happening, of course, in animal agriculture and in the grain supply, but with a special focus on the feed industry. And Feedstuffs recently put in some graphs showing what the feed industry means in the United States. Data assembled by the American Feed Industry Association that says animal food manufacturing drives agriculture and the economy. You would expect AFIA to say that. But they pulled together these numbers from the National Ag Statistics Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They said the feed sales in the United States each year totaled about $300 billion and account for 944,000 jobs. Oh, yeah, contributing about $22 billion in taxes and the income from the labor needed to produce those feeds for animal agriculture totals in at about $56 billion. Now, you might find this interesting. The animal species that require the most feed. Beef cattle are number one at about 75 million tons of feed a year. Number two, no, not hogs, broilers. They require about 56 million tons of feed a year. Then come hogs at 46 million tons. Number four on that list of the feed consumers would be the dairy cattle at about 24 million tons of feed. And rounding out the top five are the layers. They require about 16 million tons of feed. Then the turkeys come at almost 10 million tons. Oh, and that total diet of the livestock and poultry in the United States, the total diet, half of it, 50.3%, is corn. I'll be back after this.